Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 25th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Holy Marriage, and a rather unusual scripture verse today from 1 Corinthians 7, verse 2, but a very forthright one. But since there is so much immorality, each man should have his own wife, and each woman her own husband. This last weekend, we had a wedding in New England. I shared Yvette's remarkable redemption story in the last message I wrote. We had a great weekend and also attended services in the church we formerly pastored on Sunday and saw many of our dear friends and met many new people as well. The wedding service was very special. In the last several years, Yvette and Wayne were both associated with a dynamic ministry called Teen Challenge. Family, friends from church, and a large contingent of friends from Teen Challenge made up the witnesses to the wedding ceremony. Teen Challenge was originally so named due to it being an outreach to teens back when it was founded in the late 50s by David Wilkerson. But soon after the ministry started, it began to reach out to people of all ages who were trapped in various addictions. They never changed the name, so it's a bit misleading unintentionally. The message remains, Jesus is able to save and deliver. And through the years, scores of men and women all over the world have experienced miraculous deliverance. I served on the board for the New England Teen Challenge and have many friends who went through the program, going back all the way to my college days. Someday I will share Sunday's story. The Teen Challenge folks sure made up an interesting group at the wedding. They tend to be socially less restrained, in a very good sense in my view, than most others. I don't mean impolite, but they're very expressive. As the service progressed, one of the groomsmen was very concerned that I had forgotten the "you may now kiss the bride" part and gestured to remind me. I whispered, but inevitably loud enough for all to hear since I was mic, that it was coming up, I hadn't forgotten. Toward the end of the ceremony, it seemed that practically everyone thought I would miss it, and there was an anticipatory rumble throughout the congregation, and even from Wayne and Yvette. At the appropriate time, I said, "Wayne, you may finally kiss your bride." As I introduced the new Mr. and Mrs., the congregation erupted into earnest applause as the couple departed down the aisle. The kiss was anticipated in large part due to a commitment that Wayne and Yvette had made during their dating period. They both knew the effects of immorality and had made a commitment to refrain from physical intimacy, including kissing even, until their wedding kiss. The scripture's forthright statement in the daily text is just as needed today as 2,000 years ago, perhaps even more. Read it again. But since there is so much immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. Indeed, there is so much immorality in our world, unless we merely redefine immorality as many are doing. But using God's standards as expressed in the Holy Scriptures, we clearly see that there is so much immorality. Thus, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. This is a reinforcement of the biblical, God-ordained design for marriage, the uniting of one man and one woman in a covenant commitment for a lifetime. Today, let us again remember that marriage should be honored by all. My wife's going to share a prayer at this time.
Jesus, how grateful I am for the union of a man and a woman in holy marriage. You designed the family unit to work together, play together, and support one another as they go through the difficulties of life. Help me to be absolutely committed to my marriage partner and to the family you have chosen for me. May I bring vitality and blessing to my family this day. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
And I agree to her, amen. This is a ministry called Daily Encouragement Net. I'm Stephen C. Weber. You just heard my wife, Brooksine, pray. Our ministry is on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. Today there are a number of different notes and pictures on the site. I'm not going to read everything since I tend to keep these podcasts a bit shorter. But if you go to our website today, and if you don't listen to this on Wednesday the 25th, go to the archives. There are some additional notes and photos. A photo of Wayne and Yvette right after they were married that I took, as well as a longtime friend from Teen Challenge named Alvin, who played the piano at the service. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and stay encouraged, and you keep on honoring marriage, whether it be yours or others.